Well, this is Portia Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I have one more for the road tonight. I am super, super excited just about the idea that so many people are going to really just be able to simplify the whole technology myth that they've missed the boat and that there's no way they can participate online and chart their course or their life or their progression online because they've missed the HTML and the PHP and the coding and this and that and the telephones and the tablets and the iPads and the Android and the honeycomb and gingerbread and all of those wonderful things that we're saying, from email marketing to building a list to blasting it out to social media networks, to Facebook, to Twitter, to LinkedIn, to Yelp, to all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different social network marketing companies that are coming up every day to just engage the whole world and to bring us into a unity with one another seems to be the very thing that's dividing everyone, because no one knows really exactly which one to get on and which one's going to work and which one's going to connect them. And I've just decided that, you know what, all business aside, there is something that needs to be said for everyone's personal experience in life. And that means that if you have a business, if you have a hobby, if you have a passion, if there is something that you love to do, I think that alongside of you working your business, alongside of you making your dreams come true, if you're going to do it big. I say it all the time. I say that I'm doing life and I ask, what are you doing? I believe that if you're going to do any of those things, you ought to have a record. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, write the vision and make it plain. Though it tarry, wake for it. I have a paraphrase for that. In other words, the thought that produces the idea that you've actually taken hold of and have made it yours, you've authentically believed the very thing that you've seen on the inside, the voice that you've heard on the inside becomes now the vision. And it says now to take it out of your head, to take it out of your thoughts, and to put it down on paper, to put it somewhere now that you could no longer just see it visibly inside of your head or through your inner voice, but that you could actually see it visually with your eyes. To write that vision, to write that dream, to make it plain, though it tarry, that just usually means that it takes a little bit longer than we like, that we've been waiting, we're becoming a little impatient, we're becoming a little despondent, we're becoming a little iffy, I don't know, faith is tested and tried in this little period, but though it tarry, takes a little bit longer than we want it to, it shall come to pass. In other words, it's going to happen. Put your money in the bank. You cannot lose. It's 100% guaranteed to happen. God's word has never come back void. That means that with my life, I can stand on it. That the vision, the inner voice that I have heard on the inside, that started initially with a thought, that developed into a dream, that developed into the concept, that gave me ambition and admiration and inspiration to go after that thing, I am writing it down so that I can leave a legacy, so that I don't have to prophesy when I get to the top and make up things, but that I have it charted down, that it wasn't a success story overnight, that the things that I went through weren't always good for me and to me at the time that they were happening, but they were good for me in the long run, that they worked together for my good. And that's my story. And I'm sticking to it because it's the truth. It's the authentic, genuine story that I have to tell. And when I pass this to my children, when I pass this to my friends, when I pass this to a complete stranger that listens to my voice long after I'm gone, they'll know that the trouble, that the trial, that the struggle that they're going through is only temporary. I am Portia Chandler out of Houston, Texas. I tell my story. Do you tell yours?